are listening to On Target. It's What's in the Grooves That Count. An hour of Northern Soul, rare groove, mod beat, and forgotten gems from the 50s all the way through the 60s to the early 70s. All vinyl, all 45 RPM. I'm your host, Mod Marty.
Hey, so as you can see, I am feeling a whole lot better. I knew it was just a cold, went away in a week. Nothing big. If you were listening last week, you could tell that I had a little bug, but it was definitely not the COVID, and I'm feeling a whole lot better. All ready to stand up behind the ones and twos and spin some great 45s for you. This week is, as usual, full of magnificence.
Although my heart's in pain, I'll never love again. got no excuse right now for things in my past. I got no excuse, baby. How long can the trouble last now? Any day I'll try, any day I'll cry, got no excuse. Oh. Although my heart, it seeks for love and desire.
Hardest working man in show business, Mr. Dynamite, James Brown, followed by a James Brown protege, followed by a James Brown impersonator. The first track is called I Can't Stand Myself When You Touch Me. It's the flip side of There Was a Time on the King label, and it's the title track of the LP of the same name. And the song that followed was a James Brown production on the Blue Rock label, by a cat named James Crawford, who worked with James Brown for many years and tried to sound like him, which is never a good idea. There's a lot of instances in musical history where performers have tried to emulate the sound of artists that they admire. Sometimes they find their own voice, like Dean Martin always tried to sound like Bing Crosby, but had his own voice. But like Eddie Holland, who was used to record Jackie Wilson's songs before they made it to Jackie himself, sounded too much like Jackie Wilson. So Berry Gordy and he decided that he would be a songwriter-producer instead of a recording artist. And you've never heard of James Crawford because he sounded too much like James Brown. Now, Lavelle Hardy, I played a track last week called Soul Fever. This is the flip side of that. It's called What Kind of Woman? And his intention was to be James Brown. He was a professional James Brown impersonator. and had 2 45s, but his bread and butter was doing live performances as James Brown. That track's on the Rojack label.
I wanna find me a new love. There's no turning back. You tore my heart all to pieces, and I'm tired, so tired of that. No more tears. He played anyway, and I know you didn't care. So no more tears. Will I cry? No more tears, baby. No more lies. No more lies. Well, don't tell me, baby, that I'm out of my mind. I know there's another woman. No more tears, baby. No more tears.
set you free. I would lock you up, baby, and throw away the key, because it ought to be a law. Hallelujah, I'm a telling the truth.
Absolute favorite R&B track of mine by Patty Jerome at the top. The track's called No More Tears. It's on the American Artists label. Patty Jerome, whose real name was Patty Morris, started out as a singer, but by the 1970s, she was primarily an actress, mostly in television. Followed that by flipping over that Lee Rogers track that I played last week on D-Town. This track is called Somebody Else Will, and finished everything off with Joe Hinton on Backbeat, a track called There Oughta Be a Law.
To do, so come on, girl, send me some love through. I don't like being on my own. So come on, girl, send me some love. I'm sending out an SOS. My love's in a bad way, I confess. I need a girl to cheat me right. Let the moment know I'm just high. Some love. I'm sending out an SOS. My love loves to be in a mess. So come on, girls, listen to me, please. Help me put my heart at ease. Yeah, I'm waiting. Yeah, I'm waiting.
Nice mod beat section there, starting off with some mod jazz, Hank Marr. I told you I'd flip over that Wingate 45. Last week, the track was called The Out Crowd. This week, it's called White House Party. Super cool, probably referencing the JFK White House. Certainly not the Trump White House. Followed that with True Mod Beat, Force 5. The track's called Yeah, I'm Waiting. I'll play the flip side of that next week. It's on United Artists. And I finished that set off with Jeff Lynn and Company, a band called The Move on the A&M label. The track's called Walk Upon the Water. And if you listen carefully, the lyrics are a cautionary tale against drunk driving.
Open the door, fool. Open the door. Fire, heart, and swallow your pride.
From the heart of Canada, you're listening to 101.5 UMFM, and this is On Target with Maude Marty. Stay connected. Visit facebook.com/ontargetpodcast to keep up with the latest episodes and DJ events featuring Maude Marty. Subscribe to On Target by going to on-target.podomatic.com. Follow us on Instagram at Maude Marty or on Twitter at Maude Marty. Find us on Apple Podcasts. Leave a comment and a rating while you're there. And now you can pick us up on Mod Radio UK. That's modradiouk.net.
I'm going to call that set The Other Side, because each one of those is the other side of another track that you may or may not know. Starting off with JJ Jackson, the flip side of But It's All Right on Kala, tracks called Boogaloo Baby, and then James and Bobby Purify, the flip side of Help Yourself to All of My Lovin' on the Bell label, the tracks called Last Piece of Your Love. We finished off with the Apollas, flip side of their northern hit 7 Days on the Warner Seven Arts label. This track's called Open the Door, Fool. Thank you.
see you in your eyes, yeah. All the love in your heart for me has died, died, died. So you better cross over. You know you better cross over. Back to where you belong. Back to where you belong. Where you belong. You lack the bright lights. You're having fun. But I am crying, standing right. I feel you come home, yeah, yeah, yeah. But if you don't come back, I'm gonna strangle. You know you better cross over. Back of where you belong. Back of where you belong. You lack the bright lights and you are having fun. But I am fine, that is my time. You know I feel. Where you belong. Come on home, pretty baby. You shouldn't have left, you know your place is home.
At the top of that set is a track that I have been looking for on 45 for a very long time. It's a track that I would play occasionally on Ike and Tina Turner's The Hunter LP. It didn't come out in North America on 45, but it did come out in Europe. Flip side of I Know. Track's called You Don't Love Me, Yes I Know. And it's on the Blue Thumb label. Came out in 1969. Followed that with the Soul Brothers 6 on Atlantic, track called You Better Check Yourself. And I finished that set off with an homage to the late, great Richard Wayne Pennyman. Passed away last week. Was a rock and roll superstar in the 50s, became a reverend, and returned to record some of the best rock and soul I have in my collection. He's better known as Little Richard and will be sorely missed. The track I played is called Crossover, as he has crossed over to the other side. It's on the VJ label. We love you, Little Richard.
People in me, minus you, it's over. So cold. You think you own the world, but you don't own my soul. A little competition now, maybe that'll wake you up, stir up some ambition, yeah, and really shake you up.
Absolute monster sound from the Bonniewell Music Machine, credited here as the Music Machine. Tracks called The People in Me. It's on the original Sound label. So full of tension and release, and it swells and ebbs and flows. Phenomenal track. Followed that with Action Woman by The Litter on the Scotty label, and finished everything off with some sick fuzz from the Five Americans on the HBR or Hanna-Barbera Records label. Tracks called Don't Blame Me.
Yeah. sisters and brothers.
A little hand. What about a little hand for the boys in the band?
Gladys Knight and the Pips at the top there with Friendship Train on Tamla Motown, a track that is as poignant today as it was when it was recorded back in 1968. And I followed that with a track called How About a Little Hand for the Boys in the Band by the Boys in the Band, which was a fictitious band made up for the film The Sphinx, not Sphinx, Sphinx. 1970 star review film with everybody who was anybody in Hollywood. Very typical, goofy mystery of its time. But the band itself, despite the fact is a fictitious band, was made up of actual musicians, and the voice that you're hearing in the lead there is Herman Griffin, who was married to Mary Wells, and that track is actually written by Lieber and Stoller. And as far as I'm concerned, very underrated. It's a cheapie and it's pretty readily available. It's a great track and it's on the Spring label. I'm going to leave you off with one of my all-time favorite Four Tops records. It's called Where Did You Go? And it's on the Motown label. It came out in 1966, but to my ear, it sounds years ahead of its time. It's beautiful. And of course, I love Levi Stubbs' voice. So let this take you into next week, where I will see you again.
This has been On Target. It's What's in the Grooves that Count, with yours truly, Maude Marty. Join us every Saturday at 6 p.m. on 101.5 UMFM, or visit us at umfm.com. Until next time, keep the faith.